save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire, the mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire, the mob goes wild. 21 guns, box made of pine, letter from the government sealed and signed, delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, box made of pine, letter from the government sealed and signed, delivered Federal Express on your mother's
doorsteps. We are live. This Friday night, June 19th, 2009. Man, the summer is just flying by. Last night I had three guests on, actually four guests on, but three full hours of guests. Didn't really get to hit up a lot of the news that I wanted to. Briefly mention that the CIA is going to openly be recruiting out-of-work Wall Street bankers. Let me elaborate on this for this first little four-minute segment here. Why do they want to do that? Well, as they create a new bank of the world, in other words, give the Federal Reserve all of the regulatory power, taking it out of any third-party hands, they want insiders in these companies and banks that they don't necessarily trust or don't think that they're going to have full control over. So how can they do that without really raising suspicion? Well, they'll have them as intelligence operatives. These guys will never actually receive a government check, kind of like Perkins, the economic hitman. Now, what does Perkins say? Well, I never received a government check. I was recruited by the CIA. I was interviewed by them, but I worked for a private company. And that's what these people will do. They will report to their handlers. They will be outside of government. And while the Federal Reserve regulates everyone and themselves, they're going to go after the smaller banks that can't defend themselves, the ones that they feel are gypping them or not paying off their cartel, you know, wages. And they'll have insiders all over the place. This coincides with another story I had printed out. I don't have it next to me. I must have left it in my office, but we're going to go over this one as well. MI5 recruiting teachers. That's right. It's going to be everywhere. Talk about a spy society. MI5 to recruit school teachers. So, there it is right there. Thank you, man. Teachers urged to join MI5. MI5 is attempting to recruit teachers as spies in a new recruitment drive. The post for an operational intelligence officer. Operational intelligence officers in your kid's classroom. Why do they want that? Well, they want to know what teachers might be teaching subversive material. And they want to hear about the kids' home lives. They want to know who the enemies are everywhere. They want a surveillance state manned, by human infrastructure as well. They have the technology infrastructure in place, but they don't have the human intelligence they so desperately need worldwide. And this is worldwide. This is globalism. We just hit on the United States CIA. We're hitting on MI5 out of the UK. And off the register, the EU says it wants to control the internet through global government. So we've got the EU. We just talked about the CIA in the United States. We just talked about the MI5 in the UK. Let's talk about Canada. Now, we talked about that adapting to the New World Order, adapting to the New World Order conference where all these political and corporate bigwigs got together. Well, I also mentioned how it was sponsored by some of the bigger media posts out there as well. And one of them is the National Post. Well, the National Post did two separate articles through Diane Francis, who must have attended these conferences because she refers to them in the article. And what are they entitled? Obama and the New World Order Part 1. And we'll scroll down a little bit because I want people to see the graphic. Now, what graphic are they showing? They're showing the graphic of the World Trade Center. Guess what? This has nothing to do with terrorism. This has everything to do with global government. It never, ever, ever mentions the attacks on the World Trade Center. That's supposed to be a disaster type metaphor for this thing. So they can promote, and these are quotes out of the thing, a new financial architecture involving regulation must be created to fill the oversight vacuum in financial services that contributed mightily to the crisis. IMF Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn noted last week, the IMF, they're the ones that are benefiting from this. She actually calls for draconian steps needed to avert another firebombing. And I guess the firebombing must be the World Trade Center attack? I mean, this is psychological warfare on another level, on a global level. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes taking your calls, 866-582-9933.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the medias these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Mermis. Before I get to the second article on the New World Order, the first one entitled Obama and the New World Order, Part 1. Again, we talked about the adapting. You know, maybe we should bring that up. I know I don't have it here. But if you guys just type in adapting to the New World Order Canada, just show people that this was a huge conference. And it lasted, I believe, 3 or 4 days. We had somebody from Canada, Sam LaBrere, on the program last week to discuss this conference. And what really alarms me about this is that the media is embedded. This is a pro-world government article. The National Post actually helped sponsor this. So we have media organizations who are outwardly for globalization, global governance, and international law. International law, what does that mean? That means less human rights for you. And you are born with your inherent human rights. What the Constitution and Bill of Rights does in this country is tries to protect you from government infringing on those human rights. Tries to say, no, you can't take these rights away. You are born with them. They are God-given. But international law, the ends often justifies the means, and the greater good, you just have to... It's the old scenario where, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And what happens when you're one of the eggs? That's the bottom line. So I want to get to part two of that article, because part two is just as important, whereas in part one and these other articles, I covered the United States of America, Canada, the UK, and I believe, which one was the other one? There was a fourth nation, I think, in there as well, but I can't think of it off the bat. Well, globally, the internet, the EU, that's what it was, European Union. So that's even more than four countries. Well, in part two, it gets even bigger, but I'm going to hold off for a second. I want to let people know that we have awesome deals right now on Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo up at Infowars.com. How awesome, you ask? Well, you can actually get this DVD free if you purchase Endgame and some other ones that are up at Infowars.com right now. And if you haven't seen Endgame, folks, what are you waiting for? This is the definitive eugenics film by far. It is. There's nothing else out there like it. Alex Jones does a bang-up job in this film. It's still being discovered across the world. That's why these movies are important. They have shelf lives of 5, 10. I believe they're going to have 15, 20, 50-year shelf lives. Like, my movies, they'll long outlast Jason Burmes. Jason Burmes is a human being. Jason Burmes is going to come and go. So is Alex Jones. We don't plan on living forever with the elite on some space mission into nowhereness. We don't plan on that. We're mortal. But films and books and our work will transcend that and hopefully reach future generations. And, you know, it seems so long ago, but I think Endgame was 2006. I'm pretty sure Endgame's 2006, almost 3 years old. So much great information in that. So check it out. And, of course, Reflections and Warnings, pretty brand new. I think we've only had it in stock for about a month, so go check it out. All right, so let's go to New World Order Part 2, and we're going to get to your calls in a moment. It's 866-582-9933 if you want to talk about anything I've discussed or bring up your own topics. I would appreciate it if we could stay off Ardent Century and the Northcom drills and June 22nd, and there's a new picture on the website. I'm aware. Folks, you know what? I will wear egg on my face if the picture on the website on Monday, the building they're showing from D.C. is blown up, because I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a major psyop. I think it's something that they're going to point. Look at all these conspiracy theorists. They're all pointing to this. Ha, 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 ha. They're so easily fooled. They're so ignorant. I think that's the deal with that. So I'd rather not talk about that. You know, if you got to bring it up, I guess you got to bring it up. But 866-582-9933. So New World Order Part 2, what are they discussing? Well, they're discussing that meeting with the other side, I guess, of the New World Order, because this is globalization, but certain nations, you know, want to work with other nations, and there is a power struggle in there. I don't think that Russia necessarily is very happy where they stand in this global order. I don't think China is very happy. I don't think Brazil is very happy, and it appears that India must not be too happy either with the United States occupation in the Middle East and their overwhelming support for Pakistan. I'm guessing that's where they're angry here. So all of those nations have met in a little conference talking about the economy and dropping the dollar. And we're going to be talking about a dropping dollar and a dropping Canadian dollar in just a moment as well. Jam-packed show. Just want to let you know, jam-packed. The latest entry to help participate actively in the New World Order, you know, the one that doesn't exist, the one that Jason Burmes makes up on a nightly basis. See, I have incredible mind powers. People don't realize it. I think New World Order a whole bunch, and then magically, people in the mainstream media across the world, not only in the mainstream media, but political leaders and corporate leaders alike, start talking about it and writing about it. But apparently I can only read it. You see, it must not exist otherwise. The headline must be something other than New World Order Part 2. Because it doesn't exist. The latest entry to help participate actively in the New World Order is a concocted coterie calling itself BRIC, the Davos. And if you don't know what Davos is, it's another one of these globalist meetings. This one actually gets the tiniest bit of media coverage by Bloomberg and CNBC. That's about it. You might hear about it very quickly. In other media outlets. But Davos, they set a lot of policy at Davos. It's just like these G8, these G7, G12. All these meetings are about globalization. They're on a smaller scale than, say, a Bilderberg group meeting, but globalization is the main play here. The Davos-derived acronym for the biggest up-and-comers economically, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. The BRIC group has absolutely nothing in common except that they want to have a say in the multipolar world.
that has evolved now that the Yankee hegemon is flat on its economic back. They're going to call us Yankees? Listen, I love the Yankees. How dare you make that into a derogatory term outside of their coach right now? Okay? Get Girardi out of there. What's going on? What did they drop, like 10 of their last like 12 games or something? It was outrageous. I think they went on an 8-game loss streak last week. I don't even follow it that much. I basically get my news from either I'll turn into Howard 101 and listen to Pharrell or Artie complaining about how badly the Yankees are doing. Way to kick us while we're down. You know what I'm saying? So Yankee hegemony. It's not Yankee hegemony anyway. We all know who runs the deal. The people that have the Federal Reserve, the people that print the money. It's far from United States run. It's really Europeans, isn't it? Yeah, they kept a lot of power. They got a little scratch. And that's why, again, the European Union is saying, let's regulate the internet globally. That sounds like a great idea. And by the way, let's have court cases without juries. We're going to get to that in a moment. That's right. They just said, you know what? We're going to rule on it. Court cases without juries. And it's so funny because you would think that they would use a court case that was political or under national security or something towing the line. No, they're going all out. This is just a robbery, an armed robbery. And no trial. They won't even say who the four defendants are, which is extremely bizarre. But we'll get into that later. Let's finish this one up. Let's see. They joined the throng, which now includes desperate partnerships for power, such as the original G7. Global government is born. There it is. It's born right here. Oh, global government. Oh, global government's not supposed to exist. The significance of all this summary is that the world is rapidly restructuring itself into a system of globalized governance as a result of the meltdown. See, they need the economic meltdown to bring in the next phase of their global order. This is something we've been talking about for years. The people won't go along with something like this that is going to be uncomfortable to them unless they're already feeling uncomfortable. They're bulldozing U.S. cities, including parts of Flint, Michigan. Okay? The homeless could be homed. We could put them in houses. We have the houses. But no, they want big land grabs so they can make big FEMA centers where your friends and your family can go when they're booted into the street, when the mobile medical van isn't enough, when the government cheese flows from the FEMA camps. That's where they'll be going, to the bulldozed cities that they have makeshift military, and they'll probably be international military, kind of like NATO. Yeah, that's delicious, huh? If they're not UN-run, they'll just name it some other organization and put it under international rule. You watch. Let's see what we got here. Commonwealth Secretary General Ram Sharma, at the recent conference of Montreal, this is the one we're talking about, we are talking about the end of geography, the death of time and distance, a compacting world, non-polarity. This means a demand for social justice, redistribution of rights. You got to love it when they redistribute things. Remember when we were getting out of the Middle East? No, we're just going to redistribute forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. And we're just going to redistribute human rights to animals and animals' rights to humans. You may be a slave. I mean, that's, oh, God. Opportunities and resources, not only on national terms, but international terms. It's all coded to try to make you feel more comfortable, you know, turning up that heat as you're boiling. Oh, I think I'm in a hot tub. I think I'm living large. You're sitting back. Oh, this feels good. Oh, I'm getting a little sleepy. I'm tired. I'll just nap back. And by the time your eyes hit the lids, you're boiled, baby. And you don't even know it. And that's what this is. I mean, she talks about a new global vocabulary here. Talk about globalism. Don't believe me, folks. Just check out the National Post coverage on the New World Order. I mean, read it for yourself, because obviously I'm making this stuff up off the cuff. I wrote these articles myself. I encoded them in another website to trick people, and then I printed them out so I could read them on air and trick even more people, because I'm a big trickster. All right, let's go to our calls. Let's go to Pam in Wisconsin. Pam, you're online.
Hello?
Yes.
You know, I've been waiting for a call. I'm
all right, we're going to drop Pam. Let's go to James in North Carolina. James, you're on the line. Okay, let's go to Eric. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Hey.
You said Endgame came out in 2006?
I think it's 06, right? I want to say that was it
06? I hear music.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll hold you over. But I could swear, if it didn't come out in 06, it might have been in the beginning of 07. I distinctly remember watching Endgame at the fifth anniversary of 9/11 and at the conference we held before that. So maybe I'm wrong, but we'll come back and talk about it on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Ooh, Lord, I travel so hard. Ooh, Lord, I travel so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
All right, we are back with Eric in Pennsylvania. And Eric, I looked into it. It does look like it was 07.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting in jail at the time for allegedly hitting a police officer with my mirror. But anyway, yeah, it was August 2007. Mm-hmm. But you have a film coming out soon, and this is not why I call, but Invisible Empire.
Sure.
What is the chances that you can make it a two-disc film? Because I think that's really something that's seriously lacking in, you know, that library.
You know why I'm hesitant to do something like that? It's that I haven't seen any of these videos go viral that are over 2 hours in length. And if I were to do a three-hour film, like 90 minutes on each disc, I don't know how far it would go. I'm really going to try to compress it to 90 minutes to 2 hours and then do what I usually do on these DVDs, put a bunch of the interviews in as extras so kind of people can discern what they said in a broader sense. You know, it's kind of tough. I'm hoping that somewhere down the line, now that we just had our money bomb, somewhere in the next 6 months when we have more staff, Obama Deception 2 is out, Invisible Empire is out there, that we can do this Profiles in the New World Order series, excuse me, where we profile certain individuals and organizations one at a time in maybe a 45-minute to hour doc each and have them as Prison Planet downloads, but at the same time DVD sets. It's something I've talked to Aaron about. So I don't know if I'll be able to do a double disc on this one. I mean, obviously, if I have just too much material, maybe we can do that, but I'm not seeing it. I mean, it's getting tough. I mean, I had somebody back out of the film today. I'm not going to talk about it on air, but someone I thought I was going to have as an interview. Oh, I just can't do this. Oh, my name might be drugged through the mud, or I might not agree with you all the way, Jason. I need final cut. Da-da-da-da-da. I mean, I'll tell you what, the movie's kind of a sore subject to me today. I was cursing in the office and flipping out.
Well, that you know, that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, but it does.
Maybe I can offer a suggestion. Instead of making it a two-part series, why don't you just make one disc the film and then the other disc nothing but extras, and you can make it like 2 hours of extras, like clip after
well,
clip
that,
after clip.
All right, see, there's the problem in that. Well, that was an idea I had to do with I was actually going to do something similar with Loose Change Final Cut. After we released it, I thought to myself, well, why not do a Researchers Edition where we keep the movie the same, and then the second disc is really just all the raw footage. The problem is with licensing, I don't really own any of that footage. That's all, you know, library and stock and news archive. You can get away with using it for fair use, but you open yourself up to a pretty big lawsuit when you start distributing it for profit. And people would say, well, it's the extras disc and it doesn't really count. You never know, and I know that I can't spend time in court. I'd rather spend time in the radio studio and in the editing suite so I can get more movies done and information out there.
That sounds like promotional material to me, you know, being taken to court.
I'm with you, but, maybe we can, what we can do, I mean, we can put the clips on YouTube and hope people don't take them down. I don't even think that we could offer them as a hard download on the site because, again, it's not our intellectual property.
That sounds like Prison Planet material then.
Well, it could be if at the same time, what I'm thinking I'll do, you know, if it'd make a cool show, is go through the clips on a show like this, and you could download the show. You have to be commentating on it to make it your own. You know what I mean? You can't just say, hey, check out this clip, and this is what you're about to see. You have to flesh it out. You have to kind of make it your own and really give a big perspective about it. So it's difficult to do in those contexts, and I really hope that what I do with these films is I breed more people to go out there, do their own investigations, get these clips, and throw them up on the internet, and maybe even get one of those database websites where it's easy to find. I know that's very difficult to do, but our archiving system, I mean, we're putting up 40, 50 stories a day. You know, we're posting to them. Maybe somebody in the forums. Eric, I thank you for the call. I do got to jump. Let's go to Medios in Chile. Let's skip over to him because he's in Chile. Medios, what's up?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, I am from Chile. I don't speak too much English, but I want to tell you that here in the sky we see a lot of chemtrails. Even I do a kind of documentary to my and I show that documentary to my school.
Mm-hmm.
And about that, what do you think that
the chemtrails are?
Huh?
What do I think the chemtrails are?
Yes. How do you see the eugenics program here in Chile?
It's worldwide. All right, let's talk about that. You know, just because, you know, you're a Central American or South American country doesn't mean you're going to be immune to this. This is a global eugenics program. And who knows if the chemtrails themselves are eugenics, but they're definitely geoengineering. They're openly talking about them in CFR documents. The administration's talking about them. You're seeing in the propaganda on television. So I think that's the bigger issue. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Josh, Kathy, Megan, and others. 866-582-9933 all night long, baby.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Well, come on, all you big strong men, Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun, we're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn, the next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time.
Court allows first juryless criminal trial. Lord Chief Justice says there would be a very significant danger of jury tampering in Heathrow robbery case. So because they don't think that the jury will be able to make the decision, they're just going to take them out of the equation. This sets a very dangerous precedent over in the UK. The Court of Appeal today ruled that a criminal trial can be heard without a jury for the first time. They said very significant danger of jury tampering and very serious criminal activity arising from a robbery at a warehouse at Heathrow Airport in 2004. Here's where it gets weird. They banned the identification of the four defendants, and they say that their trial will take place in due course, so they're not even setting a date for that. The case concerns very serious criminal activity, and here's how hardcore the criminal activity is. Is it criminal activity? You bet it is. But we have solutions for criminal activity. It's called trial by jury. The case concerns a very serious criminal activity, including possession of a firearm with intent to endanger life, the possession of a firearm with intent to commit robbery, and conspiracy to rob. There are trials like that that take place in the United States and the United Kingdom almost every day. Why is this one so special? So, again, setting a dangerous precedent without telling us why. Josh in California. Josh, you're online.
Hi, yes, Jason. Sir. How are you?
Good.
You know, there are solutions for some of these things. But the one thing I wanted to call about and talk to you about first was several times I've listened to you and Alex both on your programs, and somebody's called in and had something really maybe controversial or something that maybe you guys didn't really want to talk about, but you entertain them and let them talk. And what I find that both of you guys have done is you'll sit there and say that the radio's on in the background and that they have to turn off the radio. Well, I called in to talk to Joe Bannister last week or a week and a half ago, and you did that to me, and I didn't have the radio on.
Well, sometimes, hold on, let me stop you for a second. Sometimes I have a double over from the ISDN line that comes in from Genesis since we go into Minnesota, and you can ask my board guys, Paul, pull up your microphone. Did I not come out and say, hey, what's going on with all these callers with the radio on the back? And then you said, no, that's the ISDN line doubling over.
Yeah.
Explain to people why that happens sometimes.
ISDN is, you know, we're not CBS radio and all that, so.
So not only do I hear it in my phones, man, it goes out over the air. So instead of having to keep a caller on three or four times, you're not doing it right now, obviously. Otherwise, I would have to say, hey, hold on a minute. But instead of having it go over the air twice in a double banter, I have to cut the callers off sometimes and just answer the question. But, yeah, when I had Bannister
on. Well, I can give you the benefit of the doubt. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I'm not lying to you. I promise you. Go ahead.
That's what I like to do anyway. I'm in it for the truth. And I've been a fighter in this movement for 20 years myself. And I appreciate what you guys do on the air. I just like that, you know, I really, really thought it was great when Alex had David Icke on the other day. And some of these things need to be opened up for discussion. But I've been involved in the law area a bit. Mm-hmm. And there's some interesting breakthroughs that have happened that don't really get a lot of publicity. But one of the things that we've come to understand is that a lot of these court cases get sold on the stock market and, you know, in hedge funds. Mm-hmm. And you can't get prevail in a court case if there's a bias and the court has a financial interest in the case. So recently there's been some people that have formulated a presentment in the court to get a recusal from the court based on the fact that the court case has already been sold, and it's already a pre-decided case because somebody in the court has to make a profit off of it.
And how do you, Josh, how do you find out if your court case has been sold in the hedge fund?
Well, all of them have. That's the way the system works as a commercial enterprise. All of these cases are being sold. They're all being handled as commercial instruments.
And who do they get sold off to? I'm asking because I don't know about this. So who do they get sold off to? Like, what private corporations buy these up? I mean, do we have names or what's the process?
In front of me right here, I have one that was filed, and they talk about in the Circuit Court of Cook County, it is being held by Fidelity Select Electronics Portfolio as part of its investment securities, trading under the Standard & Poor's symbol FSELX and CUSIP number 31639-0863, which is self-authenticated evidence to this effect by searching Fidelity Investments' own website. And they basically, that's part of this presentment that goes into the court.
You know, do you have a good link for me where maybe I can send the listeners where this is kind of summed up in an article, or maybe you can write an article or forward us one over to Legal Tips, Show Tips, or Writers?
Yeah, it was forwarded to me at my through my email address. I'm going to be posting it on a personal website, freedomdomain.com, and it should be up there pretty soon. But
all right, man. All right, I appreciate the call, and I'll send people out there. I'll go check it out. If you give it to my MySpace, myspace.com/Jason Burmes, facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior. I will be honest, I've been checking my Facebook a little bit more than my MySpace lately. I'm about 70 messages back on my MySpace, so don't hate me if I don't get to it or if I don't talk about it on Monday. I do have 2 days off, so I try to only look at that stuff Sunday evening, possibly Monday morning over the weekend, so I don't forget the articles because I like to shut down my computer, don't always want to hit the history button and go back through. Let's jump to Kathy in Philly. Kathy, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Listen, I just called in to say that Endgame came out, I believe, in October of 2007. It was the first DVD I bought because I was only listening to Alex. I just started listening to him in July of 2007, mm-hmm. and I was really excited about it. But since you already know that, there's one question I have. Last Friday, I think it was, Alex was held over on your show for a little while,
mm-hmm.
and he said he was going to put up an email. I believe it was writers at...
Writers at InfoWars.com. It's up. Yep, writers at InfoWars.com and articles at InfoWars.com are both up. And right now I think that the people that are vetting it are Steve and Paul Joseph Watson. I'm not quite sure, but I have seen some third-party articles over
at... Okay, because I wanted to write something, and I was so excited when I heard that, but I didn't hear any more during the week, so I just wanted to check that out.
It is up. And you know what? If you look at the Blackjack articles, the recent ones, they've been listener-based, so... I think the one that actually talks about the latest developments in Blackjack mentions the show, and it's by somebody else. So writers and articles at InfoWars.com. I don't want to fool anybody into thinking I'm reading them. I'm not. Somebody else in the office is, but they are getting posted. I thank you for the call, Kathy. I hope that helps out. Megan in Illinois. Megan, you're on the line. Yes, Megan.
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, I'm calling about I work in human services in Illinois, and we were informed today through some meetings that the legislature of Illinois is proposing a 50% budget cut in human services throughout the state,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just calling because I think that's impossible, and I think that really
it's not. You know why it's not? You know why it's not impossible? It's not impossible because they've built up a multi-billion dollar infrastructure through the Give Act. So as they lay people off in these health and human services jobs, they'll start more volunteer programs in your area, and they'll hope that they come into these programs that are more state run. Obviously, health and human services is state government, but they want it under this kind of national guise. Remember, AmeriCorps is federal. And it has different flavors everywhere. You're seeing the city year thing pop up all over the place. You're going to see more programs for adults. In other words, health and human services, right now they're talking about, well, we'll go to mobile vans for kids. And we had a story out of CBS, I think it was 2 weeks ago, out of Austin, where this mother, she's a realtor, she's not selling houses, she's living in a house that she's trying to sell with her kids, and she had to cut off the medical insurance. Well, who's to the rescue? She doesn't want to go on social services, but there's mobile medical vans. So they'll redistribute the people that they have to lay off and the resources that you won't have to these other kind of programs. That's what they're planning on doing.
Right.
And they also want to gut communities. Too. So let's say they do take that down 50%. All of a sudden, the ghettos get even worse. People start losing their homes. Now they have an excuse to bulldoze those areas and bring in the FEMA camps that will be federally funded through this Give Act 1388 that passed. And I think that the appropriations was something like, I want to say it was like $800 billion over a three-year period. So I may be wrong on that number. You guys can call into me and tell me exactly what it was, but it was multi-billion dollar operation, and I think that's why they're doing this. Again, they're trying to build their own infrastructure, their own government outside of what's already taken place. That's why DHS is now being amalgamated into the NSA openly. That's why the CIA is openly recruiting bankers who are out of work. And this is global. And that's why MI5 wants teachers overseas. They want their little eyeballs and their human intelligence everywhere. All their operations. Thank you for the call, Megan. Let's go to Michelle in Texas. Michelle, you're on the line. Yes, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. So I've got a lot that I'd like to say, but I'm just going to go ahead and start with a few things that I went across today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know about the big drug bust out there in Austin with the Hoseas, and supposedly they got their drugs from the Sindorian ring in Austin.
I've not heard about it.
All right. Well, that's one of the big stories out there. And what strikes me odd is all the people that they arrested are, you know, majority of the people that are in the North Austin area that were selling the drugs. It just mentioned the Honduran drug ring, and that was it. Nothing else was said about it. No one's questioned it. You know, the comments, no one said anything. They're talking about wetbacks this and get rid of Mexicans, and I'm just like, one, Hondurans aren't Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
But two, how did, you know, they've also been, it said that they've been investigating these people for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, you know, they've been entrapping these people for 2 years. Why didn't they, you know, when these drugs came in the country, didn't they do something before they got distributed into the street for the last 2 years?
Well, I would say that that's because they deal the drugs, and if it is a Honduran...
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Well, what they're probably doing was they were going after smaller-level cartel people to, number one, give the appearance that they fight drugs, and number two, maybe they weren't getting quite the cut that they wanted to out of this Honduran ring or whatever they said, or maybe it wasn't a Honduran ring at all. Maybe it was their competitors. I would look for the most upper echelon people that do get arrested and see if they kind of went into their own little rogue network. They weren't involved maybe with the payoff with the Mexican government and the United States government end. I'm not sure what drugs they were dealing. What was the main drug? Cocaine?
Well, it was supposed to be, that they found on them 22 kilos of cocaine and about $500,000 in cash. I mean, I know...
That's nothing. I mean, 22 kilos...
Well, of course, it's nothing. But apparently, it's the biggest drug bust in the Austin police history, and the federal, feds were involved. And
half a million? That's like nothing right now at this point. Yeah, no, I hear you. It's all for show.
All kind of, exactly. All for show. You know, my point is it's all an excuse, from martial law. And I really do feel like I just moved from Austin, not just because, the community out there in Austin is just so small. And, outside of all that, I mean, they're preparing Austin for martial law. You see it every day with, the police harassment. They left that boy Nathaniel Sanders out there, his body out there for at least 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Apparently he was asleep and they were able to open the door and he was still asleep and they still shot him. One officer was involved in shooting two people. They didn't sound any horn saying this is the police, wake up, get out the car. Mm-hmm. It
is kind of out of control here, and the thing that really concerns me, I thank you for the call, out here in Austin, is all these cameras that are everywhere. I've never seen this many cameras at lights outside of New York City, ever. Not even in California do you see as many cameras, CCTV cams, inside streets and off streets and highway roads. They are literally everywhere in Austin, Texas, and that is part of the control grid. I'm glad you brought that up. I thank you for the call. I want to show you the smart grid they want to put in place. Now, these commercials have been, they're all over the place. I've seen them a couple times. They just kind of roll off my head. I might have to play this twice. Because they're showing you the biometric scanning. They're talking about the smart grid. They love the buzzwords. Who would be against anything that's smart? Oh, smart. It must be good. I want to be smart. So this smart grid thing is just out of control. They show the biometrics. Smart crime fighting. Smart water. Smart energy. The smart grid. Hit it.
For the first time in history, more people live in cities than anywhere else.
Which means cities have to get smarter.
New York has smart crime fighting.
Paris has smart healthcare.
Smart traffic systems in Brisbane keep traffic moving.
Galway has smart water.
Smart meters in Dallas, Houston, and a smart grid in Copenhagen keep energy flowing.
Smart ideas are happening all over the world.
I want to bring them all together in your city.
The smart of Paris.
The smart of Stuttgart.
São Paulo.
Copenhagen.
Kyoto.
Planet of smarter cities.
That's what I'm working on.
I'm an IBMer.
Let's build a smarter planet.
And IBM has been involved in eugenics and globalization since the onset. They were the ones that created the first obscure computers tabulating machines that the Nazis used to see how long they could get work out of somebody before the old execution. Let's go to Joseph in Texas. The call line is 866-582-9933. Joseph, you're on the line.
Hello, can you hear me?
I gotcha.
I think I'll speak for him. Yeah, quick question. I am working on a documentary that I want to try to get done by the end of summer, but I'm wondering about the fair use thing. If I use a bunch of use clips, is there anything I have to worry about with that, or is that automatically understood and implied that I can use those things?
No, nothing's understood and implied. You have to be commentating on those. They have to be part of a broader spectrum. So if you want to use a news clip, you have to preface it. You have to say why you're using it. You have to put it into a body of work that has a further explanation. So you just can't carte blanche be playing news clip news clip after news clip. But if it's based in a representation of a point of view or, a film that you do your own interviews in, you have your own video footage, then it is a lot harder for them to come after you. I'm not saying that they're going to come after you, but at the same time, I remember having the experience that I really can't talk too much about when we did Loose Change Second Edition and the Naudé brothers, forced us through litigation, basically to put a disclaimer at the front of the movie, and we did have to take some of the quote unquote glamour shots out. In other words, shots that we didn't necessarily use for anything other than eye candy. Again, they have to be relevant. That was a definite learning experience.
Right. Yeah, I just watched your final one. That was a really good documentary there. And I do plan on tying in other things in with it, but I just wanted to make sure, you know, kind of check on that. And what if I give it away, and what if I sell a little bit here and there? Does that
Well, it always helps you that you're giving it away on the Internet, or you encourage people to freely distribute it to other people, even harder for somebody to come after you. But that doesn't mean you can't make profits off of it. However, if it was solely for profit, it might be a little tougher, but I'll say this. You know, some of the top documentary filmmakers out there, including Michael Moore and Morgan Spurlock, have used news footage that they did not clear and used it under the guise of fair use. It's just jumbled in with a lot of other stuff that they paid for, because they do have budgets. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're not always going to license these things to you, and you can damn well bet that in Fahrenheit 9/11, they did not license him the footage of George Bush prior to announcing the invasion in Iraq. What happened was a whistleblower, and it's not really even a whistleblower, just somebody who had access to the tapes, the raw tapes in the editing room, kind of sent them anonymously to Michael Moore, and he used that stuff. And obviously he got away with it, because that type of thing is fair use. The guy's the president. If it has a politically charged, relevant statement, and you're commenting on it, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be okay, but that 10th can be a bitch, my friend. I appreciate the call. We're going to go to Chris, Tim, Andrew, and others on the other side. I really, really need to hit home this story right here. House targets fed in Bank of America investigation. Why? I mean, why now? Is it because of 1207, or is this something legitimate? We're going to discuss it on the other side.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made gets switched blades and every arm.
So when I first saw this story, House Target's Fed and Bank of America investigation today, I was a little bit skeptical. House panel has subpoenaed documents that lawmakers say could shed new light on Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's role in Bank of America's acquisition of Merrill Lynch. Bank of America ultimately received $45 billion from the government, from the government's bank bailout program, $20 billion of which was tied to its acquisition of Merrill Lynch. And something shady went down, so maybe some people in the House are upset, maybe some banksters are upset, maybe this is just a smokescreen to get people to ignore what's really happening to the Federal Reserve, and that being the audit bill 1207 with 220-plus co-sponsors. I'm not even sure what it's at right now, but it's supposed to be going before the House. So I guess that's my take on this. I'm going to be keeping up on it because it is an important story. And if anybody has a take on why the House is targeting the Fed in this Bank of America investigation, I encourage you to call in about it. Also, we're this Stanford guy out of Texas. Another, they're calling him the Texan Madoff now, and they're going after him. I guess he sold a bunch of high yield junk bonds as well that nobody saw returns on. So much to keep up with. It might be small potatoes, but it's tough to say small potatoes to a billionaire. He's a billionaire. All right, let's jump to our next caller, Chris in North Carolina. Chris, you're on the line.
Burmese, I wanted to make a comment on a caller that had made a comment earlier. But first, I wanted to just, you know, give my appreciation for what you're doing. I did a radio show on GCN for a while. I know how much time it takes to get together a show. Mine was only an hour and yours is three, which is impressive. But it does take a lot of work. And I wanted to make a comment on the person that called in about casework being done whenever you go and have whatever case it is heard in front of a court, being commercial in nature, and an instrument being formed on that is accurate. And I wanted to blend those two points. I think that a lot of times when I listen to you and Alex, I know how much work it takes, and you guys don't really have enough time in your free lives to really do enough research into this particular aspect. But it's so important that the people listen to your show and that this sort of movement or whatever sort of gets a better idea of what they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have to take some time off sometime and do some research in this. You like to, I've heard you call it common law before, but that's not accurate. You know, what we're talking about here is the commercial nature of the system of law, the legal societies that we're dealing with here.
Explain to me how these bonds work. How private corporations buy up court cases and make money. How does that happen?
What you're dealing with is that the entire legal system is commercial in nature right now, whether it be a statute that you're being charged against, which is in fact bonded by one of these corporations or a law society or a judges association. Everything is commercial in nature. So when you do have a case, literally your case number can be tracked to a QSIP trading number that can be found on Fidelity.com. There are instruments that are used because court cases are worth money. They're basically enforcing bills that the legislature passes, and a bill needs to be collected upon. And there is reality and truth. This isn't an Ed Brown tax scheme or some sort of funny, bogus tax protester movement. The real keystone to this, and I didn't realize this till I got off the air and finally had the free time to go and do my own research for the last year, these people have a point. They have more than a point. They're talking about reality. They're talking about the way that the legal system works today.
Well, you know what's interesting to me? First of all, the prison system is as privatized as it gets openly. You know, we can get
correct.
That across to
they're
people.
They're bonds. The Corrections Corporation of America, all prisoners are bonded. Those bonds are traded. China and Japan buys them up. It's more than just what it costs the federal government to imprison people. People are actually making money off of.
Listen, Chris, I'm gonna hold you over to the other side. And in the next segment, I want you to explain to me how it is that a corporation can make money on a trial, and I obviously that fines are paid, but how does that all work? How does it become profitable? We'll discuss that on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior, 866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're talking to Chris in North Carolina, and Chris, let me start this and see if this is accurate. You're charged with a crime. All right, you're charged with a crime. That crime is something maybe in civil court that is going to, or maybe even federal court, where you're not going to go to jail, but it's going to be a heavy fine if you're convicted. Now, a corporation then comes in and buys that based upon the likelihood that they're going to get convicted and how much they're going to have to pay.
No, it's based upon the statute. Based upon the statute. The statute doesn't have the force, the natural force of law, so it has to be enforced.
But let me ask you, the statute itself, honestly, Burmese,
I hate to interrupt you on your own, but I can't possibly explain this to you in a minute or two. The point of my call was that the people that are listening to the show, we don't even have the vocabulary to talk about this because the definitions of the words that we use in everyday life are completely different. The legal societies and the judges' associations that make the definitions for these statutes and for whatever law it is in the land. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that your listeners know, and I'm asking you personally, you know, I know that you're super busy and it takes a tremendous amount of time to produce your show, but you and Alex have got to find some time to take for yourselves to go do the research a little bit further into this particular, realm. I mean, GCN literally offers nothing on the idea of commercial law, of redemption, the understanding of what's really happening in the system of law today. There are no shows that talk about this, and it's money. I mean, I think Sam Kennedy talks about this on another network. Mm-hmm. I have not actually listened to him before, but there's guys out there that do know about this that are starting to shed light on this and help people understand what's going on. And
well, listen, man, hit me up over on my MySpace or my Facebook with some names that you think could do it in maybe a half hour to an hour.
It'll take longer than that, but what's important is that you're a good voice for this. There's no doubt, and you have the energy and the youth like I do, but mm-hmm. It takes personal time. Like what I do now is read code like 3 hours a day. Some guys go golfing, some guys do a radio show. I read code all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what it takes to understand this. But these people need to be, you need to help share some of this with them. And
that's what I'm asking you to do, man. Just listen, send me somebody that can sum this up. I mean, something of it so that people can get it within a 30 to 60 minute period on the show.
I'll have them as a guest. The best thing your listeners can do now is to go to a website like teamlaw.net and go read Patriot Mythology. Okay. Cause it's going to shoot down a whole bunch of bogus arguments and keep some people out of court, specifically tax protesters who are talking about the unconstitutional nature of income tax. Has nothing to do with this. This has to do with contract law. It has to do with your unalienable right to go into contract. And the Constitution enforces that. So a good place to start would be teamlaw.net and go read about patriot mythology and all the things that are not accurate, things that people have found out by spending time in jail.
All right, I'll check it out. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Lenny in New York. Lenny, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, Big Burma? So I just want to talk about the cops that are out of control. Like, you know, 15-year-old girl kicks shoe at cops and is beaten on video.
Oh,
10-year-old boy is shot for holding plastic toy gun and is arrested after being shot.
He was 15, but we showed that video too. Yeah, he got, not only did he get arrested, he was cuffed and held on the ground for like 15 minutes.
He was handcuffed after he was shot, after they realized it was a plastic gun.
Yeah, no, I know. It's out of control.
Okay. Yeah, teenage girl is arrested after a cop hangs up on her for three times after trying to call 911 for ambulance.
Played it on the show, it's out of control. And not only that, she called 911 because her father was having an aneurysm earlier. Yeah, he was having a seizure after he had had a brain aneurysm and was at the hospital. Go ahead.
And then he tells the people that he doesn't know what?
Oh, yeah, no, we're here. That's just the music, my friend. Well, listen, I know all these stories you're talking about, they are totally and completely out of control. We have covered each and every one over on the Info Warrior. And, yeah, it's pretty sad that a girl who's calling 911 for her father because she thinks he's dying is hung up three times by a police officer. She then runs, not walks to the police station only to be arrested. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, back after this.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left. God.
continue to go to your calls this segment, 866-582-9933. We're going to go to Andrew in just a moment, but I really have to make this point. Single mother loses against RIAA, has to pay $2.4 million. Now, this will go into appellate court and hopefully be overturned. This is a fear-mongering tool to try to get you to stop downloading things illegally on the internet. $2.4 million. It's a lot of scratch, right? What do you think she did? Now, did she download music, burn it onto disc, and sell bootlegs? No, she didn't. She didn't do that. Now, if she was doing something like that, criminal charges, possibly, I mean, a fine of $2.4 million, absolutely ridiculous, even if she was doing that. Can you imagine how many bootleg CDs that you would have to sell to actually cost the industry $2.4 million? You'd have to have some daddy pants gold, some diamonds, some bling. You might even get some fronts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, you're bootlegging like a all-star, like a pimp daddy if you're making $2.4 million. No, $2.4 million for downloading 24 songs. That's a double album, okay? That's a single album if you're listening to something like Rancid and you're listening to two-minute songs. Let me repeat that. She downloaded 24 songs. They're trying to say that she has to pay $2.4 million. She might not make $2.4 million in her entire life. This is the equivalent. All right, let me take you back. Okay, let me take you right back to, let's go back to 1996. This is the equivalent in 1996 of me sitting down with my big old boombox, because you remember they were big. Even in 96, you had the big ones. You wanted some speakers? It was nice. Or sometimes in 96, you were lucky enough to get like the 5, 10, 15, sometimes 50 disc changers. I actually did have one of the 50 disc changer Panasonics. It had the tape deck in it. Now, this would be the equivalent of me borrowing a CD from my friend, popping it in, hitting play, and hitting the record button with my little tape. Remember when mixtapes were cool? I do. I was fucking mixtape Mike. Unbelievable. And now you're going to tell me $2.4 million for 24 songs? Folks, you could get 90 minutes on each side of a TDK. Is one mixtape worth $2.4 million? That's out of control. That's beyond out of control. And they said that she used Kazaa peer-to-peer file sharing network to download 24 songs. The judge threw the book at her and said $100,000 per song. $100,000 a song. I don't know a song that's out there that's worth 100 G's off the bat. Not one. 100 G's? I mean, that is like a, that better be the song of my life that I'm like, literally as I walk down the street, others hear it. You know what I mean? I mean, that has to be the number one stunner song. All right, let's go to Andrew. Andrew in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason. Big fan.
Thank you. Yes, sir. You still there? Tell me we didn't just drop. Okay, go ahead.
It's funny that you were just talking about that illegal downloading thing. That's actually the reason why I left the music industry. I was a VP of a record label a couple years ago, but that's exactly the reason I left, is because it's not a good place to be. But I wanted to shed a little bit of light on something. My girlfriend actually called earlier about the state of Illinois and what they're doing, and I kind of want to give you an idea. Okay, we have a replacement governor right now.
Okay.
We have Pat Quinn, who took over for Rod Blagojevich, everybody knows.
Yep.
One of the first things he tried to do was raise income taxes, state income taxes, by 50%.
50 and or 15?
50.
50%. Wow.
50%. And that was shot down, I would say 3 weeks to a month ago. And now what they're doing is threatening to cut all of the human services by 50%, which includes my girlfriend was a CPS worker, and now she works with retarded citizens. Mm-hmm. And these people don't have any place to go. Mm-hmm. And if they get rid of all their funding, then they're, you know, they don't have anybody to look after them.
Well, you know, I'm pretty familiar with that because my brother did that for a living for on and off for almost 6 or 7 years. And he would go to people who were high functional mental illness or Down syndrome or that type of thing that would have their own apartment but would be checked in on by a worker, and he would take them out during the day to go do some things. And then he would also have ones that were less functional that lived in group homes. And, you know, he would bring them to my house sometimes. Sometimes we'd take them to a movie. We even took one of them to a Slipknot concert with us. And I think that's absolutely unfortunate. I think it's wild, but it doesn't really shock me. Again, this is a plan to destroy the old infrastructure, destroy the old way, and bring in new infrastructure. And that 50% is unbelievable to me, but it doesn't shock me that he wanted to raise taxes. You look at Pennsylvania, the guy is talking about, oh, we need a temporary 16% increase in taxes. That's going to save the state. And you're going to see that as they take away more from us. In other words, yeah, exactly. As they take away more from us, as our jobs give us less and less and less, you know, there are less pensions out there, less retirement plans, less benefits out there. They want to charge us more and more and more. And that furthers the divide between the actual elite and those who think that they're yuppies or upper middle class. They're gonna soon learn they're nothing but slaves, sir. And that's the new America. I thank you for the call, brother,
hey,
man.
Jason, hold on.
All right, you got one more?
Go ahead. Can I plug a petition that I have going on for this that I just put up tonight?
You got it, buddy.
It's petitionspot.com/petitions/Illinois50. That's 50.
Hey, if you want to do an op-ed piece about it, send it to Writers at InfoWars, articles at InfoWars.com, and maybe we can post that for you, all right? All right, brother. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, how you be, man?
I'm all right.
Listen, I got, well, it's kind of a good news. I don't know if you've heard of Rich Kalita, that's spelled with a C, in AT Ordnance. I just got an email. They never really bothered to charge him with a crime or anything. It's like he went into used to manufacture components for military small arms, and it got outsourced to Mexico. Mm-hmm. So he went into it's like he did some research. There's no law saying you can't make the kit that, when further processed by the user, becomes a gun. So that's what he did. But basically, he was basically, he just, they finally got around to drop, New Hampshire dropped the charges against him, but he's still out $30,000 in legal expenses just fighting them, where they confiscated his property without just compensation, the raw materials, the finished goods, and all like that. And there's no law saying you can't say, well, we'll take it up to this boundary, and you do the rest of the work from there, and as long as you're not a convicted felon, and as long as you don't modify it to fire full auto and like that. Have you heard of this case? Or
I have not heard of this case, but it's not that shocking to me that the federales came in and said, this is ours, and then they make a guy spend an umpteenth amount of money only to get exonerated, and he doesn't get that money back. I mean, that's the system. They like doing that. Most people don't have $30,000 to spend on legal defense. This guy was actually lucky not only in my eyes, but their eyes, super lucky that he was able to get away with it. When they hedge these bets that they think they're going to, you know, be able to take somebody's property and put them in jail, they usually don't think that they're going to win, or they think they're going to buckle and back down and not spend the money. And really, that's something they're trying to do across the board. Because again, most of us don't have $30,000 sitting around, you know. They bank on these type of things. Like if you look at, we're in level 6. So if they decide to go into mandatory vaccinations and they don't want to say that it's international law, they can always just call upon Executive Order 13375. 13375 says, well, if you don't take the vaccination, you can be charged up to $250,000 in fines and spend a year in prison. And that'll probably be the first thing they offer to people. Hey, you don't want to take the vaccine? Oh, well, we'll just charge you with this, and don't worry, $250,000 later and a year in prison later, you're gonna do it. And somebody sees that case that they're going to go after him. If you're trying to defend yourself against $250,000 and jail time, yeah, you're probably going to spend 30 G's easy just defending yourself if you're able to get away with it. And who knows about the endless litigation. I thank you for the call and the case, my friend. Lou in Illinois. Lou, you're on the air. Yes, Lou.
I appreciate you taking my call and taking the time out to hear me. I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm supporting a lot of what you're talking about, and I'm grateful to you guys for informing the public on what's going on right now. I tried to come up with a few little issues of my own that I might find, and I'm educating myself, so you have to excuse me if I'm not as knowledgeable as maybe some of the other people that have been listening longer. I'm trying to reprogram myself and learn, you know, the topics that you guys are discussing and inform myself, read as much as I can, a little bit every day, whether it's listening to you, Alex Jones, you know. And one of the things I wanted to make note of, and this might be off topic because I'm not able to hear exactly what you guys are talking about tonight, mm-hmm. is that the cyberbullying thing that Alex Jones had spoken about, that's a big issue now, mm-hmm. I had an issue with that. And a while ago, I was messing around on the computer, maybe 4 years ago, and I had poked fun at somebody, and it was relatively harmless. And what happened was this kid went and filled out fake mail change forms on me and was sending my mail all over the city of Chicago. Mm-hmm. He went and read my mail, found out, you know, what was in my mail, and started this identity theft thing. Mm-hmm. And when I contacted the police on it, they basically told me that I was cyberbullying while he committed a federal offense stealing my mail. The postal inspector does nothing about this. You can go, and I'm not trying to tell anybody to do this. What I'm mm-hmm. trying to do is get the word out to get this stopped, that anybody could go to a post office, fill out anybody's name, and have their mail sent anywhere they wanted to, and they don't check ID, they don't do anything about it.
Well, hold over, because I want to talk about this story, because, you know, I feel like this is insane. Did this kid get in trouble at all?
This kid didn't get in trouble at all.
Well, we need to talk about that on the other side, because that doesn't sound like cyberbullying to me. That does sound like this kid committed a felony while you were just on the internet exercising your free speech right, which is guaranteed by the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and by the way, human freedom in general. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
Bullying Act legislation, by the way, folks, is being justified because a young girl was tricked by somebody else into believing, basically, I guess this young girl and another young girl had been friends, but the other one started bullying the other one in school. So the mom thought that she would be funny, and she created a fake MySpace profile of a young gentleman. She courted the other young girl, and they had an online internet relationship. I guess the bully girl really got sopped up into it, and the mother ended it badly and told the girl that it would be better if she wasn't living at all. The girl ended up killing herself. Now, but that in itself should not ban free speech on the internet. It's like, give me a break. So somebody did something that may be semi-illegal by maybe impersonating a false persona, but even that I don't know would be illegal in the sense of MySpace. So there are already laws out there set up. In other words, there are laws. If you do something on the internet, like you say, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to find you and kill you. Or I don't like what that cop did. I got a surprise for him. I'm going to find out where he's at. I'm going to shoot him down. Yeah, that's illegal. That should be illegal. That type of free speech is not protected when you physically threaten somebody's life. When you say, I got two bullets for you, that's a time when they should go get the IP address. They should go question the person and possibly bring them up on charges. However, you know, what they're saying is, Miley Cyrus, oh, I don't like being called fat and I can't even type it out. I type F*T. F*T is fat now, and I think these cyber bullies have to go. Meanwhile, you have an online exchange with somebody, and that person then steals your identity by going to the post office, claiming to be you, filling out other registration forms, uses that as identity theft, and then I would assume charges things to your accounts and whatnot?
Well, actually what happened was is that there is a mail form that you can fill out, any one of us could fill out, and say that I am John Smith, so-and-so, forge his signature, you can stick it in the mailbox, they don't even check, and it goes through a system. Which is not controlled. Now, what they do is,
you know what? I had that form. I recently moved. It's just a little white piece of paper. They don't. You can mail that in. You can just leave it in your mailbox.
Yes, yes. And what he did was he sent 200 of these, and every time I would try and get my gas bill, it ruined my credit. I had to call the gas company. I had to run around. He thought it was really funny. And, you know, and the reality of it is it is not funny. It is an invasion of personal privacy. It's against the law. And it caused me a lot of problems. I take care of a disabled woman who's my mother I support. And, you know.
And meanwhile, you call the police and they say that you're the one guilty of cyberbullying.
They say that because then what he did is, he got scared. He started messing with me so much on the computer that he got scared that I was going to come and beat him up, which was not my intention. I was more along the lines of just laughing at him, and I wasn't even aware that he was taking my mail. The police came to my door and said, well, you know, they're looking at all my stuff. They're like, where do you get this money? You know, I'm like, I have a legitimate eBay business. I sell expensive collectibles. Yeah, I live in a nice house, whatever. But they're just, you know, they were just harassing me, and they were saying, well, you know, you're putting up websites, and he's making fake websites. websites and telling them that I'm making them, and he was trying to just frame me, and he had done this to, after I did the detective work, this kid had done this to a dozen young girls and even got one girl put in jail for forged checks. This guy's an insane, crazy maniac. He's a sociopath. And, you know, he kept doing this over and over again. And I went to the postal inspector. I said, listen, I said, you guys have to do something. Put a stop to this. And even at the companies, like, T-Mobile or whatever, they have a system where the post office sends them that. It is automated. They can't put any stop on whether, if that comes in, that one of those slips comes in, it will automatically just change the mail. So it is a gigantic loophole, and for people like you, that's why I'm speaking out, and I have been writing Alex about it.
You know, that's actually dangerous. I don't even know if I like you putting that out on the air. I mean, I thank you for the call, sir. Those things are white pieces of paper. There's no barcode on them. They'd be very easy to just photocopy. I feel your pain. That is just craziness. We're going to go to Anonymous, John, Louisiana, and more, 866-582-9933 on the other side. And I really want to talk about this Register article where the European Union is saying, oh, we need global government for the internet. That's right. Global governance. ICANN doesn't go far enough. ICANN is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. And by the way, we've had somebody calling in on the show saying that there's deregulation coming for ICANN and they're going to be able to charge whatever they would like for IP addresses. So in other words, Infowars.com might not be guaranteed at a cheap rate. They may say $12,000 a month for that domain name. I hope he's wrong on that, but we're definitely not wrong with the European Union calling for global government on the internet. On the other side, it's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and don't forget, we got Reflections and Warnings free with Endgame and other DVDs over at Infowars right now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
The Commission is once again calling for the United States to let go of ICANN and place it under international supervision. The future is internet governance. It should reflect the key role that the global network has come to play for all countries. Oh, so we should just have censorship like China and Iran and Australia and Canada. That's what we should have. We should have open internet censorship. They should decide what's healthy for my brain internationally. Under global government. Woo! ICANN, which we described before, is a California-based nonprofit group that oversees the internet's address system. It currently operates under a joint project agreement with the United States government, which expires at the end of September 2009. And I think it's this deregulation after 2009 that the contract expires, and that's where this guy thinks that we'll be charged exuberant amounts of money for certain domain names. It's an appropriate time, therefore, for the EU to review the progress of the ICANN to date and to identify what changes, if any, may be desirable. Well, they say right here they want global government for the internet. That's a pretty big change, isn't it? ICANN operate under a private sector authority for day-to-day internet management, but ultimately could be properly accountable to the international community as a whole. They wanted to have an alternate mechanism to ensure multilateral accountability. You don't think it's about globalism, folks? You don't think it's about a new world order? I sit here, I read you two articles entitled The New World Order. I sit here and tell you articles about the European Union wanting global government for the internet. I sit here and talk about BRIC, B-R-I-C, which is Brazil, Russia, India, and China, trying to drop the dollar as the native currency. In other words, the reserve currency. It's already on its way out. In fact, let's get to these two stories and then we're going to go to calls. Dollar falls, this is out of Bloomberg, as economic outlook prompts demand for high yields. Really? Dollar's falling? Couldn't believe it. June 19th. There it is right there. And Canadian currency heads for a weekly drop as attraction fades. So Canadian dollar, United States dollar in the pits. Meanwhile, the Mexican peso probably gaining some ground. Remember, they want to level the playing field for that North American Union currency, whether it's an Amero or not. They want a consolidated currency for that region. They want a consolidated government for that region. That's what the SPP agreements are about. Security Prosperities Partnership, which are going forward under different names. I promise you that. Superhighways all around. Deregulation. That's why when Chrysler goes bankrupt, they open up seven plants. And it's North American plants. It's not United States plants. It's North American plants. Two in Canada, one in Mexico. Four in the United States. Further internationalizing all industry. And that's what it's about. Let's go to Anonymous in Anonymous Land. Anonymous, you're on the line.
Hi,
yes,
dude.
Sir. How you doing?
Good. I wanted to talk about some aspects of, well, one particular aspect about that $2 million copyright.
Let's do it.
Okay. I think that's more of a symptom of what's going on than the problem. If you do a Google search on ICANN, which you mentioned earlier, and Uniform Rapid Suspension System, also called URS.
Okay.
I think what you're going to basically see is what's really going on right now is a transition to trademark and copyright holders and more favorable predatory position for them. And I want to give you the example of that in the context of the Uniform Rapid Suspension System.
Okay.
What this basically is the ability, well, for example, Infowars.com, I don't see that as a registered trademark on your website. So I'm going to assume it's not a registered trademark, which basically means under Uniform Rapid Suspension System, I could conceivably trademark Infowars in another country, build rights to it, and then for a $40 fee, submit my trademark against your Infowars.com domain name registration. And for that $40 and the registry revealing it without any intellectual property attorneys reviewing it, your name will be disabled until the renewal period is over.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? And I've heard this before. And the thing is that it doesn't worry me as much because they're going to let people start doing different extensions other than .com, .net, .org, and .biz. They're going to let you do, if we wanted to, you know, it could be Infowars.Infowars or Infowars.war or whatever we want. In other words, people are going to be able to have, you know, runningshoes.nike or trackjackets.nike or, you know, shoes.adidas. So I'm not sure, I don't know if it will even matter, because people, once they realize that Infowars.com isn't Infowars.com, they're going to go to whatever we put out there, and whether it's .Infowars or not. The guy that called me up, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, that was worried about the ICANN thing, is that after September, he feels like the $40 fee is going to be a lot more in some cases. In other words, they're going to regulate it on the basis of whatever they want. It won't just be a flat fee for each website. They'll be able to charge whatever they want for high-profile domain names or whatnot, or ban them. I'm not so sure. I don't know enough about it. You know, I read these things on air, and I look at it, and I'm pretty upset that they would want a European commission or a global governance commission to regulate the internet internationally. I think that's a huge problem. But what do you think is going to happen exactly at the end of this September 2009 period with ICANN?
Well, the two really dovetail together. Mm-hmm. Yes, you could possibly get your domain name in another extension, but maybe this will be useful. If you refer to something you folks have reported about, the person whose car dealership, 90-year-old car dealership, thought to be valued at $15 million, now has to sign it over and has to sign over their customer list. Mm-hmm. In other words, yes, if you lost Infowars.com, you could move elsewhere, but now you have to go through and you have to rebuild from square one. Mm-hmm. And so that is the problem. If you're just starting out and you have no traffic and nobody visiting your website, sure, who cares if you lose it? You have to go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So since this is all attached to the value of the domain and the resources that you put into building it, now it becomes a way of extorting it, either, as you had mentioned earlier, through a tax, adjusting the fee based on your usage of the domain, and thus being able to tax commerce on the entire planet.
See, that's more what I'm upset about. Like, if they put out a plan where they started taxing by traffic or notoriety or Alexa rating or something like that, that could be a big issue for me. And that might be the deregulation that happens in September 2009, is what you're telling me?
Well, okay. You're looking for third parties for that information, but, and this will take a minute or so to explain. Most people don't really understand how the internet works. ICANN has control. Okay, you may have heard the term root servers.
Okay.
Basically, there is root as in the root of a tree, and then as you go up the tree, you branch off, and those would be your top-level domains, .com, .net, et cetera. ICANN and another organization control the root. ICANN controls the generic TLDs and the sponsored TLDs like co-op and .museum, and then this other organization controls the CCTLDs, roughly speaking, like .touk, et cetera. ICANN places the appropriate entries in for those top-level domains, but ICANN, after that, does nothing with them. Those entries then tell your browser to go to the registry itself to find the record of where your website is located. So in other words, the registries themselves already have the information as to how much traffic your domain gets. And if you research it, there you will find that this particular information is a very big deal. And there's been a lot of discussion in the past about selling that information for profit. Mm-hmm. So this is why the ability to bill based on usage exists in the system right now. It's pretty trivial to implement. Will it be implemented? My fear is, you know, if one takes the view from 30,000 feet about what you and Alex Jones represent, then it's very difficult to not come to the conclusion that that's a very simple, trivial way for corporations to control and eliminate competition.
I agree. You know what? That could be very, very relevant. It could be even, you know, integrated into this Web 2.0 type architecture. Do a story for us. Do writers at Infowars.com, articles at Infowars.com. They are printing up third-party stories, and this is not something we've covered at length just from what callers are telling me and what I'm reading in the mainstream. So please put this down on paper for us. I appreciate the call. Let's jump to John in Louisiana. John, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, I would like to thank you and Alex for all the work.
Well, thank you.
Like, I'm doing a great job with the InfoWar. And it's really weird that the delusion, you know, when you tell people about this stuff, they're like, you know, I've been knowing this for about 2 years. I watched Zeitgeist. I saw only the first one. And I started watching Endgame, Fabled Enemies, Obama Deception. But someone tried to argue with me at work, when I was at work today, that that there's no law for murder. I was like, there's a law for murder, which I think is outrageous. And then I started mentioning the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He didn't want to hear any of it. Like,
so wait a minute. This guy was saying that you can murder somebody and there's no law against it. And then that, what was he saying about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution? That it guaranteed
him
his right to kill.
And I was like, yeah, it's like I have rights. Those are human rights. You don't kill somebody. Like that's nature's law. You just don't kill someone else unless
you're willing to get killed yourself. Law of the jungle. You know, eye for an eye, Hammurabi's code, if you will.
I told him, I was like, what if there was a law that told you had to kill yourself? Would you do it?
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. No, they would. A lot of people will lay down and say, listen, when they say there's a law for the vaccination and you have to take it, they'll take it. And, you know, some of them deep down are going to know that this is harmful and this might be a soft kill and I might get disease from this and this might give me the piggy flu or whatever it is they're hyping in 6 months when the H1N1 shots come from our loving friends at Baxter that openly sent to 14 separate countries contaminated vaccinations with live H1N1 in them that were killing ferrets, and Czechoslovakia goes public, barely makes the mainstream media here. People will take it. Now, I guarantee it is so out of control and we are so brainwashed. If they were said, you know, the earth is just going to die in the next 2 years and it's going to get so hot here unless 10% of us just take our own lives and we're going to have a lottery for it. I could see it, man. I mean, people are that soft and that brainwashed.
Yeah, I mean, they know, I mean, they're spraying chemtrails. That's why it's heating up just a little bit. If it would stop spraying, it would stop heating.
And well, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. All I know is that
they're not melting any faster than they already are.
Well, I agree there, but I'm just saying, look, they're shooting pollutants into the upper atmosphere. I think that Rosalind Peterson does a great job over at California Skywatch, I think it is, .com, where she's done just extensive amounts of research on these chemtrails, and they have aluminum and barium in them, heavy metals. It's just what they're talking about in the CFR documents, and it reflects what was discussed by the administration in Reuters headlines. I mean, it got so out of control that when they were first saying that they would think about drastic measures to block the sun with pollutants in the upper atmosphere, Howard Stern is sitting there going, "Oh wow, so it's the end of the world, Satan's here," and he's kind of joking around, but there might be some truth to that. Sir, I thank you for the call, John. We're going to go to AZ Racer in Arizona. AZ, you're up. Yes, sir. Hey, Racer, you there?
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, this is Mark in Florence, Oregon.
Okay, well, I guess that he hit the wrong button. All right,
your
Mark,
surprise caller for the night. Yeah.
Well, no, I saw Mark under AZ, but I guess we must have dropped him. What's up, Mark?
It was fate, huh? Well, Jason, great to speak with you. Before I forget, I want to wish you and your loved ones a happy weekend. And,
thank you.
Our four-legged friends are our best friends quite often.
Hey. I'm going to see my dogs after this. They really are. Like, honestly, yep. Listen, I don't get a lot of sleep, but last night I actually got a full 8 hours of my dog. I got a new puppy. Curled right up with me, lied on the back. I'm thinking it's the cutest thing ever. The dogs keep me sane, man. They really are good therapy. I encourage anybody out there with a loving heart, and, you know, maybe if you live the single lifestyle like me, there's nothing like a pet out there to make you smile and make you feel human. What else is on your mind?
They don't classify them as canine familiarities for nothing.
Yep.
Jason, just real quick, and then I'll get to the main reason for my call. Mm-hmm. Your last caller was talking about the person who didn't want to hear about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and, you know, couldn't face the fact of anything, basically. I think he's just been watching way too much TV for too long, getting too much of that subliminal messaging there. I really do.
Well, it's all over the place in TV that those laws are old and they're out of date. It's just like now you're seeing on the TV, well, you know, this happened in the 30s, this economic depression, and the Federal Reserve stepped in and they really did fix everything. So it's time for an overhaul and the Federal Reserve is here to save us. Thank the Lord! I mean, they're literally saying this is the best thing since breakfast. Yep. The Federal Reserve is going to save the world one more time. It's long overdue. And international government is here to love each and every single one of us, sir.
Yeah. Our destroyers are our saviors. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect logic. Yeah. So they're believing the opposite. I think it takes more than just seeing it on a conscious level. I think they're getting a lot of frequency response from the television, a lot of subliminal messaging going across the bottom of the screen that they're not seeing, basically. Mm-hmm. It's up subconsciously. But anyway, Jason, you know, Alex and Bob Chapman this morning, they were talking about at this most recent Bilderberg meeting in Greece that actually I don't know if it was a majority, but it seems there was at least a substantial faction, as they have learned from reports of which have been given to them by people who were, I'm trying to remember.
Estelin?
Yes, and also Jim Tucker.
Okay.
Good intelligence and well proven over the years that there's a sizable faction that really wants to slow it down because they feel like it's getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it makes me want to ask the question, I don't know if you saw Marathon Man years ago, it was probably made a little bit before you were born.
Is that the biking movie, Marathon Man?
No, it's with Dustin Hoffman and Laurence Olivier. I can tell you about it real quick.
We'll talk about Marathon Man on the other side. You know, Estelin said that he feels like they're going to allow the population to go to 10 billion before they start the reduction. I'm not so sure, but we can discuss that and much more on the other side. Final hour of the Info Warrior coming up soon. 866-582-9933.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, showerhead filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Out there that don't believe that subliminals exist, I remember taking a college course where they were just showing you subliminals in print and how, you know, graphic designers and photographers and advertisers would use this. And one of the examples that really stuck in my mind was they were selling water to people. And how were they doing this? Well, they had a lead in. They first of all, in graphic design, when something catches your eye, it tries to bring you forward to the main subject matter. So I think this was for Avian Water, and it was, you know, a beautiful woman in a tub full of Avian Water, and you could see the water on the top, and there were empty bottles everywhere, and, you know, there was water dripping down her face. And we went over maybe 50 or 60 subliminals just in that advertisement alone, and we went over stacks and stacks of these things. So it is a reality, and it's much more sophisticated on television. We're talking to Mark in Oregon right now. We're going to be going to AZ Came Back, Wally, another Mark, and more. But you wanted to discuss the movie The Marathon Man. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Jason. And by the way, if you drink that water, you will have sex.
That is exactly right. And you know what? It was really weird because there were certain arrangements of the bottles outside of what they were like bringing you into, you know, visually catching your eye, where it would spell out sex. I mean, that's one of the things they show you. They show you those drawings that have subliminals in them. And there's just so many examples. I'm sure they're all over the internet. Just type in subliminal advertisements and I'm sure you'll get just tons of stuff.
Yeah. They take the driving forces of our psyche, such as the sexual energy, and they use it against us to entrap us. It's true.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I don't know if you've seen Marathon Man, Jason.
No, and you know what? I've heard about it, and you know what? I did know it had Dustin Hoffman in it, so
yeah.
Tell me about
it. Plus, Laurence Olivier is always worth watching.
Okay.
Always worth watching. And those two are the two main stars. Mm-hmm. They're basically the two co-stars. And there's very little acting, as I remember. It's been 30 years since I've seen it. Whenever it came out, I saw it in the theaters. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a good movie. Very well done. Nice depiction of good triumphing over evil. After so much slogging through the evil for much of the movie, mm-hmm. Dustin Hoffman, I won't tell you how it ends. I won't tell you what happens. It's one of those kind of movies. But
well,
anyway,
what's the gist of it?
There's an Illuminati Black Ops dental scene where Laurence Olivier is playing the dentist, mm-hmm. and he's a Nazi doctor. He was a Nazi doctor in World War II, and this is post-World War II. And mm-hmm. there were a lot of diamonds that were lost, and he's trying to get Dustin Hoffman to tell him where these diamonds are at. He thinks he knows. And so he's working on Dustin Hoffman, exploring his fillings in a very brutal way, exploring his cavities. And it's very, you know, graphic and everything. And he keeps asking Dustin Hoffman, is it safe? You know, it's kind of like a question out of nowhere that really makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But it made sense to me when I heard that report that Alex and Bob Chapman gave this morning, or what they were speaking of concerning that, you know, at least a substantial faction, if not a majority of the people that were there at the Bilderberg meeting, were feeling that the agenda is getting out of their control, that it's kind of like a train going on too steep a grade downhill that's going faster than the train can slow it down, okay? Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, you know, does that mean that we no longer have to be concerned about a planned pandemic attack as...
I don't think so. I think we have to worry about that. I don't think there's actually going to be a big pandemic, but I do think they're going to try a mass vaccination program. And maybe when there isn't a pandemic everywhere, they'll say, look how great this was. Look how many people we saved.
Well,
we didn't have an outbreak.
Talk about it in the future. I'm still thinking about it.
All right. Hey, Mark, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to other callers on the, God bless you. Other callers on the other side, 866-582-9933. Folks, go check out my films. Go check out A Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, and get psyched up because I'm working real hard on Invisible Empire coming your way soon enough. Back after these messages.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
To Arizona Racer in Arizona first. You're up, Racer. Yes, no, maybe? Hey.
Jason.
Yes.
Hey, buddy, I want to tell you thanks. You and Alex are the greatest. We're all out here supporting you, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, we've all watched your films. We know what's going on. Now, did someone mention Blackjack earlier this week?
Yeah, we've talked about Blackjack a lot, and let's just do a synopsis for people now that we're in the top of the third hour here. Right now, what we know about Blackjack and the hexadecimal codes that are out there is the first one said this is simply not entertainment. The second one said that beware of Ardent Century, beware of vans with some logos on them, and not all federal agencies will be involved. It also said further warnings will be given at Jack Black 12.info. Now that website originally had one counter. Now it has two counters and a photograph of a building out of DC, I believe. A lot of people think because Ardent Century, and excuse me for one moment.
No problem.
That Ardent Century, which is actually occurring, and they're warning about it, that on the 22nd, on Monday, some sort of a false flag attack is going to occur. Let me give you my take on it. Okay. I think that this guy figured out, or didn't even figure out, kind of planted it maybe on a forum or whatnot with the hexadecimal code after it didn't come out early enough for him. Then all of a sudden it comes out that these messages are in Blackjack. They already know that the quote-unquote conspiracy community has written about it because of its unbelievable overtones of false flag terror to bring in world government. You know, that is very suspicious. And again, I've done several stories on this, several hours on this on the radio, talking about how it shows you the picture of the Amaro that's a hoax. You know, not that an Amaro isn't a reality or in the future, but some people have said, this is the Amaro. Look, I have an Amaro in my hand right now. This Amaro is real. And they showed a picture of that very Amaro that turned out to be a hoax. And I've had people call into this program. You know, I was at the Denver airport. And by the way, the Denver airport, I think the Denver airport's actually in Blackjack. I was at the Denver airport and I saw all these coins, and they're really there in the underground part of the Denver airport. And there is an underground part to the Denver airport. And the Denver airport is super creepy with its murals of death and its sickles and hammers all throughout. I mean, it's a weird airport. There's gargoyles everywhere. No doubt it's bizarre. Now, when the attack doesn't happen on the 12th or the 22nd, which it will not, I really do not believe there's going to be an attack. The guy who did this is probably going to come out. He's going to write an op-ed piece or something, or the Telegraph is going to do a story on it. Ha ha. Look at all these conspiracy nuts. They all bought into this conspiracy theory that a false flag attack was going to happen. Well, it didn't. Here's what tells me that's the case. JackBlack12.info is owned by The Guardian. The domain name is owned by a mainstream media outlet, okay? So if the domain name is owned by a mainstream media outlet, you would think it's just not somebody inside the staff trying to warn people, correct? Otherwise, he would have registered it privately. Second of all, it would have been very easy for him 5 or 6 months ago when these things were put in newspapers, I think it was like February and March, for him to go to a .mil site and pick out a drill, because there's so many drills going on. I'm going to hold you over so we can discuss Blackjack a little bit further on the other side. Infowars.com, or go to the Infowarrior.com and check out Stephen Colbert talking about the Bohemian Grove.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Let's finish up with Blackjack here. Here are some other things that really make it look to me like this is some kind of a hoax to try to get, you know, quote-unquote conspiracy-minded people to look like nut jobs.
We're not.
Well, exactly. We're not. We are pointing out that false flag attacks often do happen on days of drills, and this is very bizarre that they would put this in there. But other things that lead me to believe this is that one of the lead characters that they mention in Blackjack is also the lead character who actually carried out the terror attacks as the head of Homeland Security in the series Jericho. You know, and Jericho has a lot of parallels to this same thing because Blackjack is, again, the Black Ops drill that they were running that ends up having these nuclear devices actually go off. So,
well, I still think something's going to happen.
You do? You really
soon.
Think 22nd?
Soon.
Well, soon is not the 22nd.
No, I think it's going to be soon, though, because Biden said, well, 6 months in, we're going to be tested. And I'm like, well, how the hell does he know? They're not even in office yet, you know?
I'd be more worried about this NLE09 exercise. And I don't necessarily think that that's going to be a false flag op either. I think that that's more along the lines of integrating international intelligence agencies and getting the local tribal state governments ready to bow down to the NSA and their national security apparatus. I think you're going to probably see something after that along those lines, but I think that they've advertised these too much. I could be wrong, but go ahead. I'm going to let you finish up.
You're blowing me away. I only wanted to bring up one more thing. This week I've been busy calling my congresswoman protesting that she didn't sign the 1207 thing, and I called her about the Food Act. And then today, my dad was on the phone with the senator because they were trying to do something with the concealed carry thing here in Arizona, and we beat that. But what I wanted to talk about mainly was the sweeping powers that were granted to the Federal Reserve. I mean, when you guys talk in your movies, we know that's the root
that's the
of
plan.
The evil. And what Geithner, he's just like this evil dude, man. I mean, and it's just...
Geithner's just another one of their – listen, he's another one of their policymakers. He's another one of their think tankers. He's been around the Federal Reserve Board for quite some time. They feel comfortable with him. They've given him a public face now over the last 18 months. He's
how
now
can
a
– stop it?
How can we stop – you know, we
is
have to make people – listen, I hope it's not too late. Listen, I'm in it to win it. We have to tell people about 1207. We have to shine the light on the congressional hearing when they have this congressional hearing on 1207. Remember, it has to go to the House. If it gets past the House, we have to keep shining the light until they either thwart it in the Senate or get rid of it via veto power after that. And I think they'll probably thwart it in the Senate if it gets past or if it gets past the House and into the Senate will definitely thwart it. I would be shocked if it got past the House, but either way, we have to make that video go viral, and it will only be on C-SPAN. I guarantee you that. You will not see it on any mainstream news network except for possibly in a blurb in a negative light. Remember, CNBC barely reported on it, but they said, oh, if you audit the Fed's going to have to shut down, and that's going to be utter chaos, and the economy will get even worse. Look up that clip as well. I thank you for the call. Hey, thank you, man. You know, we're going to play this Colbert Grove clip in the 30 after segment. Not right now. It's about 5.5 minutes long. And I want to play the whole thing just because it's so darn good. And, you know, not only is it funny, but it really points out a lot of hypocrisy. And in passing, it kind of mentions, oh, by the way, they do Mac sacrifices of children. And every single Republican president since 1920 has been there. Oh, yeah. And Richard Nixon had some pretty scathing things to say about the Grove. Let's go to Wally in Indiana. Wally, you're online.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, hey.
You can hear me okay, right?
I got you good.
All right. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for quite a while, and there's a few things I want to bring up. One thing is 911.
Okay.
You said you've done a lot of research. You know, I remember watching that happen live that morning, and there was a reporter that was commenting at the time of that catastrophe, and he actually said, freedoms are we going to have to give up in order for this not to happen again? Did you ever happen to hear that guy?
Yeah, a lot of people said it. I mean, if you watch my movie Fabled Enemies, I think I put something similar by news anchors, separate ones, in both the intro and the outro of the film. The aftermath is a big compilation of people saying, you know what, we're just going to have to give away those freedoms. And I think one of the guys, the news guys that I have, in the end as well, I also have Matt Lauer saying, well, I really hope that people don't make a big fuss about the, you know, the things, the civil liberties they're going to have to sacrifice because, you know, we're all going to have to do it for the greater good. But it was a main talking point as soon as the attacks happened.
Well, I know it's happening, right? It was happening, you know, at that moment. Mm-hmm. And I was like everybody else. I was watching it and I was shocked and I heard this guy say this and I go, what? And I woke up and said, I don't think so. I said, why would we have to give up any of our freedoms or liberties in order for this not to happen again?
Well, you know
what? That's crazy.
I think it is crazy, but then, you know, you weren't interviewed and put on live news because I saw plenty of man on the street interviews, you know, especially, you know where they really like to get the fearmongers? They put cameras outside of the Lincoln Tunnel. And I don't know if you've ever been to New York City or the Lincoln Tunnel, but
no.
There's about 7 or 8 entryways and you can literally be backed up at the Lincoln Tunnel for 2 hours in a quarter mile period, depending on how many people are there. So the news cameras set up there because so many people were trying to get out of the city because they didn't think the attacks were over, that something might happen in New York later in the day or the week. And they were interviewing person after person in their car. And the guy's just like, yeah, man, we're going to have to do what we got to do. We can't be having these terror attacks, yo. And I couldn't believe not one person stepped up and said, you know, now is the time more than ever to secure our Constitution and Bill of Rights as well as our civil liberties because big government's coming after it. No one could see that far. So many people were really transfixed on this huge event that did seem to change everything. They didn't really think, you know, they thought what they were told, and they were told, you're going to have to sacrifice your liberties. I mean, how quickly was the Patriot Act passed? Almost no opposition anywhere. How quickly was Patriot Act 2 put into place right under our noses? How quickly were we in the Middle East to kill a bunch of brown people in the name of freedom? How quickly did we forget about Osama bin Laden? Almost 8 years later, still not finding him, and that's what this war on terror is supposed to be about. How many mainline journalists talked about his connections to the CIA? Nobody. So that PSYOP ran big time, and big time for the establishment. It worked on a big level, and it wasn't until 9/11 truth started hitting big time in the fourth and fifth years after 9/11 that the establishment really got shook up and people started waking up. And not enough people are woken up, man. We have to work every day to wake people up to 9/11. You got anything else for me, Wally?
Back to that same point. You said you had some of the extras in one of your films. That's how I come across you guys around Christmas time. I was trying to look at some old footage on YouTube, and I was trying to find the video or the audio that I'd listened to. Because I've talked to people throughout the years. I said, I heard these people say this at the time these buildings were going down. I said, is there something wrong with this picture? And people said, I didn't hear it. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe somebody else did.
If you go into YouTube and you just go to my final chapter on Fabled Enemies, there's a bunch of them that are broken down. The final chapter is called The Aftermath, and there's a whole section in there how the media really just led us down the path. So go check that out. I think I have like three or four.
One more thing, Jason. One more thing.
You got it.
I live up here in Indiana, NAFTA Highway territory. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good old my governor, Mr. Daniel, sold her a toll road out.
Oh.
And I happen to work at a foundry, and I pour iron every day, and I can guarantee you that iron is orange and aluminum is not orange. And I work in a cast iron foundry, and it melts at 2,200 degrees, and steel melts at 2,700 degrees, And I pour it every night.
Are you saying that the videos showing molten metal pouring out of the tower couldn't be the plane? You mean that that's actually molten metal, sir?
Either that or my job's a lie and I'm actually pouring aluminum and I'm not knowing it.
Oh, you know what? That's probably it. You're probably pouring
that's
aluminum.
Probably
there's,
it.
There's a big conspiracy to not let you know that you're working in an aluminum factory and not iron. I thank you for the call,
you know,
Wally. Hey, I thank you for the call. I got to jump, man, but spot on, man. Anybody who works with metals and anybody who's seen Stephen Jones's experiment that disproves this quote-unquote aluminum theory. Oh, that's aluminum from the plane pouring out of the building with office furniture and the likes. That's what that is. No, it's either steel or iron or a combination of both, because you can see it going down and dissipating 20, 40, and 60 floors below where it's pouring out, and it looks exactly like a foundry. And then we have, I think, a dozen or so eyewitnesses in Loose Change Final Cut talking about the molten metal on the scene under buildings 1, 2, 7, and 6. But again, you know, I imagine those things. That's why they went on the television, because of my imagination. And then through that, I was able to capture that. None of it's actually real. And then I put it into a movie, which is all fake, apparently. And apparently, we've all admitted it's fake. You know, they'll say anything. You know, I had to watch that History Channel documentary before we put out Loose Change Final Cut with Lester Holt saying, well, the Loose Change guys are going away from the controlled demolition thesis. No, it's a 40-minute segment in the movie. We never said that to anybody. If we had said that, they would have put that. They would have put us saying that on camera. But we never said it, so they said it for us. All right, let's go to Mark in Maryland. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Jason, you know, I was listening to the fellow talking about ICANNs, and bells rang in my head, and I had to call in.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, Jason, there's two nonprofits that you need to be listening for, because
okay.
If the government gets control of these two organizations, that's the end of the Internet. Now, one of them is ICANNs, which he was talking about. The other one is IANA.
Well, listen, we're at a break, but we'll come back in 4 minutes, and I'll talk to you about ICANN and IANA. I don't even know what the acronym for IANA is, but I guess we're going to learn as I learn, audience. You know, I'm not perfect. I don't know it all. That's why I need you to call in, 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Culture's religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free.
We're talking to Mark in Maryland. We're going to go to Lee in Chicago, Chris in Iowa, Eric in Illinois, and more. But first, I want to discuss this. We discussed ICANN, but you were mentioning another organization and the threats that these guys present. So please go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Jason, first, I was the owner of an internet service for over 12 years, and I finally sold out to Verizon. And I was also one of the original contributors to the third generation of domain name service code. So I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. And ICANN stands for Internet Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers. Mm-hmm. So they assign both names and numbers. And the other corporation that does this is also IANA, Internet Assigned Numbers Authority. Now, the problem here is these are the people who control the top part of the Internet. They control your domain name registration. They control the numbers resources. In other words, who can be an ISP, who can be a phone company, you know, whatever. They also control the ASN numbers, autonomous system numbers. That's the ability or the security number that's required for routers to talk between each other. And the last thing they do is they assign protocol assignment. Let's say you're a software programmer and you've developed a new application, but you need a protocol written or a protocol number assigned to it, and they're the guys that handle all this. So literally, they control the applications, they control the routing, they control the IP address assignments, and they control the domain name systems. Now, currently, the way it stands, these are independently owned nonprofit companies, but even as far back as 2004, mm-hmm. as global organizations sometimes can be, these guys were extortionists. They were starting to charge outrageous fees for their services. But that kind of got under control. But you let the government get in here, and let's say the feds walk into your office. Right now, it's a major undertaking, legal undertaking, for them to take away your domain name services. They walk into your office. And if they wanted to shut you off right now, they couldn't do it. They'd have to file a bunch of lawsuits, file to ICANN, and file to IANA, and it would take a couple of days for it to be taken down. Mm-hmm. But you let the federal government get in here, and they walk into your office, and they want to take you out right now, pick up the phone and call ICANN, and boom, your root-level domain is off.
Now, what happens in September 2009? Can they literally just re-regulate to any kind of pricing system they want?
Well, yes, they actually can. I'm at the site right now looking. I was actually a little bit out of the loop because, like I said, I have retired. I did sell the company.
Mm-hmm.
There is some things going on that look pretty serious on the surface, but I think what they're doing is they're just trying to reorganize the fee schedules. Like I said, they're extortionists. The ISPs are paying these people for IP addresses, and they're paying for root level access. And you were talking about, you know, the potential for having Infowars.Infowars.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that's unrealistic but not impossible because of the overhead that would be required and the modifications. But it's not impossible for root-level domains for that to happen. But
Well, I think those root-level domains are going to switch over in the next 2 months. I read the story on, I want to say 2 weeks ago, it was in Routers, I hadn't heard about it, and I'm a big tech junkie and whatever. I'm always on these little sites and trying to find stuff out, but they basically said most people weren't in the know that you would be able to change your dot extension to anything you wanted very shortly. So I'm not sure how they're going to regulate that either. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be able to call up and say, I want every domain name .Nike. You know, I'm sure Nike is going to have a problem with that. So I don't know enough about how the system works, and that's why I'm hoping people write articles, writers at InfoWars and articles at InfoWars, but this does seem pretty semi-serious if they can, like you said, extort people for any amount of money they want based on what domain name you choose to use.
Well, that's based on what they're already doing, and ISPs have pretty much accepted it. But, you know, as far as domain name registration, that's going to change. It's going to get more expensive. We've always known that.
Mm-hmm.
But you let the government get in here, and they're going to charge anything they want just to put you out of business if they want to, or just turn it off arbitrarily.
Great points. I thank you so much for the call. On the other side, we're going to play this Colbert Grove clip that we played last night. If you missed it last night, great time to hear it tonight. And if you haven't seen it, you can actually watch the clip. You don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership over at TheInfoWarrior.com. Back after this.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%. We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything, and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home, and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
With Chris, Eric, Samuel, and Jim. But first, I want to play this very Colbert clip right here. Colbert and the Bohemian Grove. And the Bohemian Grove is just around the corner. We're literally less than a month away from the Bohemian Grove special that we're going to be running on the InfoWarrior.com. I'm going to be in full owl garb. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a cloak and a druidic little cap, maybe a staff. Maybe I'll learn some Babylonian for you. But we are going to be doing a 3-hour off-the-wall special on the Bohemian Grove. I got to line some guests up for that. We're going to be going through the annals, through the pictures, through the mystery of the Bohemian Grove, maybe with a little guy named Stephen Colbert.
Sonia Sotomayor's path to the Supreme Court has been fraught with missteps, and not just that one that snapped her ankle at LaGuardia last week. Oh, I guess wise Latina women don't take their calcium. Well, now it has come to light that Sotomayor is a member of something called the Belizean Grove, a private organization whose members must be a female professional from the profit, nonprofit, and social sectors. Or, in layman's terms...
Away! 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 Away!
Nation, this is not only more Sotomayor reverse discrimination... It also violates the code of conduct for federal judges, which forbids membership in groups that practice invidious discrimination on the basis of sex. Invidious, I believe, is one of those legal terms that no one understands, like sui generis, or child support, or within 300 yards. Am I supposed to measure that? Now... Some out there have questioned Sotomayor's membership, specifically the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who have their own single-sex club called the Republican Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, Nation, I like them too. Nation, there's only one way for Sotomayor to be a member of a single-sex club and still be confirmed for the Supreme Court. And it brings us to tonight's word. Bohemian Grove. Now, as opposed to the Belizean Grove, the Bohemian Grove, or Bohemian Club, is an all-male 130-year-old secret society of captains of industry, international power brokers, and every Republican president since 1923. Herbert Hoover called it, quote, the greatest men's party on earth. And Richard Nixon agreed.
The Bohemian Grove is the most fabulous goddamn thing you've ever met.
That is really saying something for a guy named Tricky Dick, who paid a man with this mustache to do secret plumbing for him in the 70s and then paid him to keep it quiet. Now, every year, Bohemian Grove holds a retreat in the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, where they are rumored to engage in costume pageantry, simulated human sacrifice, and worshiping before a 30-foot stone owl. Clearly modeling their rites on our most distinguished cultural institution, It's a Small World. Well, in 1999, after being denied membership by Bohemian Grove, a group of women started their own same-sex organization, the Belizean Grove. But folks, that doesn't make it right. An all-female club, it's outrageous. It's unfair. I would love to form a group of like-minded professionals who aren't allowed to join men's clubs. But as a man, I can't. Now, of course, to keep her nomination alive, Sotomayor claims Belizean Grove doesn't discriminate. That, quote, all interested individuals are duly considered by the membership committee, and to the best of my knowledge, a man has never asked to be considered for membership. Until now. Because I hereby demand to be admitted to this lady's shadowy cabal. Yes. Where I can only assume these powerful women capture men, steal their seed, and inseminate each other with turkey basters. Now, Madam Sotomayor, making me a member is the quickest way to put this controversy to rest. Now, I know what you're all thinking. Why on earth am I being so helpful? Well, folks, it is a simple matter of principle. The principle that I really want to be in Belizean Grove. Plus, I gotta tell you, between you and me, the Bohemian Grove is a total sausage fest. I can't spend another summer watching Henry Kissinger belly dance around a statue of the Tootsie Pop Owl. So, madam, I await your invitation. Because I...
All right, we can pull the clip.
I am these Republicans.
Oh, that was just great. I'm just... Anytime that they make fun of Kissinger in front of the Owl God and he said the Tootsie Pop... Yeah, I remember the Tootsie Pop. I don't know if you... I'm guessing I'm getting to be an old man out there, be 30 in about a month now. But every morning I get up for Saturday morning cartoons, and I would want at the Tootsie Pops. I'd really much rather have a Blow Pop because I'd rather have the gum, more sugar. It was tasty as hell. Really, the Tootsie Pop was a cheaper version of the Blow Pop. Here we go. See, Paul knows what I'm talking about. Am I wrong, Paul?
What about the Push Pop, man?
See, the Push Pop was much later. We're talking the Push Pop was in my preteens and into my teenage years. That's when the Push Pop got big. The Blow Pop was a big, and you could get the double Blow Pop, which was like huge, massive amounts of sugar and the Tootsie Pop, though, it would trick you. You'd always see the owl with the things, and he would be talking to this kid, and sometimes there would be a turtle, and it had that very 70s animation feel where they felt like they didn't have to color everything in. It was just like, nah, you know, we'll keep it black and white. Some of it will be colored. And it suckered me, and every time I'd be like, Mom, give me the bag of the Tootsie Pops. I don't want the Tootsie Pops, Mom. Really sucked me in. All right, we're going to get off. We're getting off talking. I'm talking about Tootsie Pops, but... I really appreciate Colbert talking about some pretty serious things in there. I mean, the Bohemian Grove is not, you know, prime time ready, but he really made it prime time ready. He showed the owl. He talked about the mock human sacrifice. He played the clip of Richard Nixon saying it was the most G-darned, effiest thing he'd ever seen. All right, let's go to Chris in Iowa. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, sir, Chris.
Hey Jason. I want to tell you, if you guys get a chance, Google the Daily Reporter in Spencer, Iowa. They did a objective Save the Children. It's an alert scenario at the high school here in town.
What's it like? Kind of an extension of the Amber Alert or something different?
Well, if you go to the website, they actually have a little video of like the last like minute of it where they had some guy in the school, you know, one of the cops dressed up with three people in the hallway saying he wanted his paycheck. He wants his paycheck. And, you know, I heard the guy talking about the blackjack thing. I personally think that is a boy who cried wolf scenario, and I think they're doing that. Anything connected with you guys, mm-hmm. they're letting you hype it up, and then they're canceling it just so they can go, ha ha, look, they were duped. They were duped. And then,
yeah. I think a lot of people are upset that we haven't really jumped on it in the way that they wanted it to be. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that if they were able to, I mean, there were just so many clues. The Telegraph, if an attack were to happen and we had any system of actual government out there, should be held criminally responsible. You know what I mean? I mean, they would, if that actually happened, they would have to be criminally responsible because they would have literally given out warnings to the entire world populace through their website and through jackblack12.info. There's no doubt about it to me. I think it's totally bogus.
Yeah, and if it does happen, they could say, well, we tried to warn you and nobody listened. You know, it's just that.
I don't think it could even roll like that. I don't think they could have their comeuppance on that. If anything similar to a nuclear attack happened and they said they tried to warn you, they would have to go into the registration of the domain names. They'd have to go into individual personnel, and it would be a hell of a cover up. A cover up I don't even know if they would be able to pull off, my man. So I thank you for the call, and I share your opinion on this blackjack. Let's go to Eric in Illinois. Eric, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Hey.
Well, unto those who call good evil and evil good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were talking about the Bohemian Grove thing.
Okay.
That goes all the way back into the Bible with the children of Israel when they strayed away from the law of Moses.
And is that the Canaanite deity type thing, Moloch being a Canaanite deity where they sacrificed their children to?
Yeah, they would sling the child over a fire until the child burnt up over the fire.
What is the Moloch representation? Because I know Moloch isn't always represented in an owl. It's also represented in a bull. Some people say it's Baal. I mean, can you give me a little on that symbolism as well?
Well, I know that the owl and the bull was symbolic going back to the Canaanites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Val is like a humanoid god.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, demonic.
Yep.
And basically it goes back to the Luciferian cults.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically these people are Luciferians.
I know, I really do believe that as well. I mean, listen, some of them are into Gaia worship, some of them are into earth-based religion, some of them... You know, I was talking to Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes kind of about this today, actually. We were discussing it, and then we're like, how does somebody actually get into like straight up devil worship? And I'm like, well, it starts out with paganism. It starts out with this, you know, question in your mind. You want to go into paganism, and they tell you, oh, this is a Wiccan religion, and it's all earth-based and has nothing to do with Satanism. And then as you progress through the rituals in this one, they say, well, you know, there's this other flavor over here, this Druidic flavor or this Babylonian flavor, or, you know, there's just so many of them. And then they branch out to this. And then they find out, well, you know, this is also incorporated into Luciferianism, and actually Lucifer just means knowledge. In fact, if you look at the America's Secret Beginnings series, and I think it's the Manly P. Hall Museum or the Theosophical Society Museum. I know that there's a bunch of Nicholas Rorick busts and Albert Pike busts there, and they talk to a gentleman there, and he says Lucifer just means the light or the knowledge. And then, you know, that's his opinion or that's his view, but then you go even further and you read the writings of someone like Manly P. Hall or Blavatsky, and they actually switch it around and say, well, actually, it's Lucifer is not only the light and knowledge, he is the actual Christ-like figure, and it's a reverse role, and he is the good figure, and Jesus is the devil. And it just gets so blown out. It's incrementalization. And I do wonder who's out there at the top that knows all this stuff and is truly into Luciferianism. I mean, I've gone as far as to read, you know, the 13 Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. A lot of great info in there. But at the same time, you know, there's that chapter in there where he says, you know, the devil physically walks the earth every 28 years and he's actually seen a physical picture of him. I think that might be going a little bit too far. Listen, you don't say... Yeah, well, the thing is that you don't say that you've seen a physical picture of Satan unless you can produce that physical picture. I mean, let's say tomorrow... And it couldn't even be tomorrow. It would have to be some 20 years ago before Photoshop was invented for me to even believe, you know, a certain picture of Satan could be real. But I see this picture and I'm like, oh my God, this is a devil winged being with a tail and the whole, this is Satan. I better be able to produce that photo if I'm going to write about it and say, this is the real deal. You know what I'm saying? So I always pull back when it gets too religious, because you don't really know other than people's fruits or their writings about this stuff. But I think the point that I try to get across to everybody is that the majority of the people that go to this Bohemian Grove, at least the familiar faces that we know, present themselves as Christian conservatives. And what they do at the Bohemian Grove, everything from dress up like women and do pagan worship, is completely outside of the Christian faith. And
that's right,
to me, absolutely. And it makes them outward hypocrites. So that's what I really like to point out. And I also like to point out to those that promote, you know, Zeitgeist and Zeitgeist Addendum to No End. And I like those movies, by the way, but there are definitely a lot of things that I have problems with, and I've been trying to get Peter Joseph to come on the program so we can discuss that. But he discusses how all religion is evil and we need to all drop our own religions. Well, the plan of these globalists is to drop all these religions for one, you know, earth-based type religion, number one. And number two, they have a religion, and their religion is a pagan one where they do these rituals. So if religion really doesn't mean anything and there's nothing to it, and by the way, I'm a pretty secular guy. If this religion doesn't mean anything, why are the most powerful people in the world practicing it? You know?
Well, you know, the thing is, the Antichrist wants to turn around and unite all religions under himself.
That's what it says in Revelations, brother. I always say that it's my favorite book in the Bible, but it's a hell of a book. That's the pun. It really is.
I wanted to bring something else out to you. You know,
sure.
There's a lot of people that I'm friends with here in the Springfield area, and I have a lot of buddies that are in the National Guard, and I also have a high school friend who's a colonel in the Army, and you know, a lot of these guys do not back what is going on, okay? You know, a lot of these guys are pretty straight-up and stand-up constitutionalists. They support the United States Constitution, and there's a lot of them out there in the military that do not back what is taking place. And they are extremely afraid of this, what they call the open diplomacy, where they're bringing in foreign troops onto our soil.
Mm-hmm. Well, they should be, but the problem is that a lot of those guys, and I thank you for the call, that are against what's going on, they're overseas, and they're going to be kept overseas in a capacity where, you know, they're just told what to do, and they obey their commander, you know, their commanding officer, the orders from high up. They're not going to send those guys back to the United States to be part of the domestic security force. They're, like you said, going to send NATO forces and the U.S. troops that have a penchant for violence or don't really care that they're on American soil. They don't basically, they're not the ones that read into the Constitution and Bill of Rights. They don't take their oath to serve against any enemy, foreign or domestic, seriously. They just take orders. And that, to me, is very, very dangerous. On the other side, we're going to try to shoot through the final callers. We're going to try to go to Eric, Samuel, Jim, Anonymous, and Robert in 5 short minutes. That's 5 short minutes. Remember, if you missed any of the program, and I got to tell you, I have loved this week's programs. I was kind of down on myself last week. I didn't think I did really great radio. Done some pretty good radio this week. We got a podcast over at theinfowarrior.com where you can listen 24/7, 365 on the Listen Live until the next show over at theinfowarrior.com right now. See, there it is. Oh, there's my hand. Oh, back after this.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You and me will all go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree.
Segment of the Info Warrior. Everybody's going to get 30 seconds. Get your point out quick. Don't tell me I'm great. Don't ask me how I'm doing. It's the final segment. Let's go to Samuel in Florida. Samuel, you're online.
Well, you know, in Egypt, in the final days, the Pharaoh was getting his genitalia washed by his servants, and they were selling out their country to Greece because they were buying cheap imports, and that's what's happening in America. Our president and our emperors and our rulers are having their genitalia washed by all the other countries, and they're selling us out.
Selling us out to the Federal Reserve. Great point. Thanks for the call. Jim in Arkansas, you're on the line. Yes, sir, Jim. I want to keep you. Yes.
Earlier this week, Alex made an offhanded remark about things as innocuous as vitamin C being made prescription drugs.
Yes. Okay. Here's the innocuous remark. I mean, the FDA is trying to take Cheerios to task for saying that it lowers your cholesterol, and they're going to try to treat it as a drug. So, in other words, they're trying to come carte blanche on anything that says that it's good for you.
Ah, okay.
Just go check out FDA takes Cheerios to task for boastful claims. That's bull. Cheerios is something you give babies. It's good for you. Get over it, FDA, but they want to criminalize anything that could be healthy for us because they're trying to make us nutrient deficient, trying to take down our immune systems so that we might be susceptible to something like a swine flu. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the line.
Quick comment on the Ayana ICAN call. Right.
Yes.
Idea, but I think it's the wrong company. I think the right company is Neustar, N-E-U-S-T-A-R. Neustar is to the telephone infrastructure, as IANA is the Internet infrastructure. Neustar owns New Level, the .biz.us registry, which is the ICANN registry that asks to be released from pricing restrictions.
So what's your point about Neustar? Neustar is the real enemy, ICANN is not?
No, I'm saying that IANA doesn't have the direct relationships with ICANN that Neustar does via New Level and the request of pricing freedom.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Writers at InfoWars.com, articles at InfoWars.com. This is a very interesting subject that I don't think we at InfoWars quite understand, and really the Patriot community in general understands, because it's really not in the mainstream media. Somebody out there, help us out. Robert in Texas, final caller.
Hey, Jason, I don't know if you got to check it out, but I do a MySpace about my video at Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube, where I called in Glenn Beck and shocked him about the thermite, and he acted like an idiot. Just wanted to throw that out there, and thank you for letting me plug my show last week.
Hey, you got it. It's youtube.com/Funkmaster, F-I-V-E. If you want to go check out him talking to Glenn Beck about the nanothermite that was found, the unexploded nanothermite that was found at the scene of the World Trade Center, written by Stephen Jones, peer-reviewed out there. I thank you for the call. Folks, again, hey, no problem, brother. Again, you want a great movie? Well, now it's free with the purchase of Endgame, another great movie out there. There it is, Endgame. That's right, with the purchase of Endgame right now, we are giving away Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. If you're not familiar with Aaron Russo's work, you really need to be. This is the guy that is behind America Freedom to Fascism. This is the guy that brought Gary Franchi in to do so many great things. If you missed the Franchi Fest, we got him up over at theinfowarrior.com. We had him in studio with William Lewis, had Sander Hicks on yesterday, had German Talis, who had to have a girl in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy hit the stand in a Girl Scout uniform with a puppy to try to say that he assaulted her. Beat the rap, because sometimes the truth does win out first, folks. And that's what this is about, the truth and winning. Take a swing, knock it out of the park. We'll be back on Monday. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.